497, 2018 Rose Festival and Rose Festival Court.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to invite three distinguished guests to come forward and join us. They are Jeff Curtis, the CEO of the Portland Rose Festival Foundation, Brett Baker, president of the Portland Rose Festival Foundation, and Terry Bowles Atherton, the president-elect. And congratulations.
Thank you.
I'd like to welcome Jeff, Brett, and Terry and the 2018 Rose Festival Court to City Hall. Mayor Wheeler assigned me as council liaison to the Rose Festival, and I have to admit, it's been a lot of fun. The Rose Festival, of course, is the city's official festival. It brings together families, friends, and tourists to the heart of Portland each year. The Rose Festival is an important part of our city's identity, with its many traditions, wonderful parades, concerts, and other events. Today, we're proud to celebrate and highlight the 2018 Rose Court. They are some of our brightest emerging leaders. Perhaps one day, one of them will be seated up here, preferably in one of these four chairs. Jeff, it's an honor to work with you and the Rose Festival Board, and we look forward to continuing to strengthen our partnership in the years ahead. We appreciate all of your tireless work, and I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish, Mayor Wheeler, distinguished colleagues on the council, and Jeff Curtis, CEO of the Portland Rose Festival Foundation. And I think it's appropriate as we, just 48 hours from the production of this world-class festival known as your official festival, the Rose Festival, that you're honoring the Vanport Mosaic Festival today. I think that as the grandfather of the events industry, that the grassroots efforts to start a community celebration in honor of the 70th anniversary of that historic flood in Vanport is very appropriate, and I wanted to just acknowledge that in front of you. In fact, there's a Rose Festival connection to that that community and that horrific experience in our community, and that was when that flood happened. That Vanport had a float in the Grand Flow Parade, had for years, and it washed away. And Portland firefighters at that time rallied together to rebuild a float. I think about how close it was to Grand Flow Parade and put their court on, and that parade continued to go down the street and honor the citizens of Vanport, even though they just had that event take place just a few weeks earlier. I think that shows our true spirit of events, and I, again, proud and congratulate you for honoring the community of Vanport today. With that said, I want to go in. What we're going to do this morning is talk a little about our organization and, most importantly, give you a preview using our Rose Festival Court. And when I do that, I want to acknowledge our theme, Play Happy. This theme was born just under a year ago. And if you recall, last spring, Portland was not in the best happy mood when you had the context of the protests and things of that nature. And, of course, the horrific events that took place on our MAX line is right around Rose Festival season. And while those things were very tragic and unfortunate and part of our community, I think it sent a rallying cry for all of us that we can be better and we can rally and we can ultimately unite people. And that's what the Rose Festival's purpose is. And at the end of the day, the theme Play Happy really kind of symbolizes that. Portland's a playground for the next 3 weeks. Let's all come together and celebrate under this common theme of what this place we call home. So that's what we're going to talk about in the context of our festival this year. And with that said, I'm going to lead off and transition to our board president, Mr. Brett Baker.
Thanks, Jeff. Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and city commissioners. My name is Brett Baker. I have the honor of serving on the board of directors of the Portland Rose Festival Foundation and the privilege of being its current president. First of all, let me reemphasize publicly how much we appreciate the support of the council and the bureaus that all engage in some way to make sure that the Portland Rose Festival has the resources it needs. We appreciate all the city employees who play some part in ensuring we have a successful and safe Portland Rose Festival. But I wanted to take a moment to share a side of the Portland Rose Festival that does not get enough accolades. While it's easy for me to say a few words or have the fun of riding in a parade or participate in its many events, I represent the heart and soul of the Rose Festival, its volunteer core. Collectively, the Portland Rose Festival is guided and produced by a small full-time staff and a team of dedicated directors totaling currently 53 individuals. Our directors are a diverse group of highly motivated and dedicated volunteers. Our directors each serve a year-round planning on committees that go largely unnoticed behind the scenes of Rose Festival events, ensuring our programming, business, and charitable goals are met. They also are year-round stewards of overall philanthropic mission of the Portland Rose Festival itself. Beyond that core are thousands of volunteers that give 1 hour, in some cases hundreds of hours, simply because they love Portland and the Rose Festival. We're very proud to have the honor of being the city's official festival, something earned over a century of being an independent nonprofit that features the city and its people. Portland itself is also the main beneficiary of the Rose Festival. According to our last independent study, the Rose Festival earned a collective economic impact of over $60 million annually. A full year's work of planning and preparation is nearly complete as we get ready to get the celebration underway this Friday evening with Mayor Wheeler's official opening of the festival that triggers our opening night fireworks. I want to remind all of Portland, this is your city, your festival, and the stage is now set to play Happy Together. Jeff, I'll turn it back to you.
Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. We're going to have the court give a preview of this, what the community can expect, but I want to share a couple kind of highlights that what we'll experience this year. First of all, the Spirit Mountain Casino Grand Flow Parade. It's on a stage on a world-class parade perspective. It's on the likes of the Tournament of Roses in Pasadena to Macy's to the Mardi Gras in Europe. And what makes it special is the unique aspects of the floats, the artistic nature of them, the floral aspects, and the creative culture that comes along. And this is just a couple of floats that the public will see march down the streets on the Grand Flow Parade. This is an otter that looks like it's suspended in water that ultimately is on a 40-foot chassis float going down the streets. Again, all decorated and aspects of floral design. And this is another example. You can see riding this dragon is the Blazers mascot, Blaze, which will be another highlight of the Grand Floral Parade. Just two of upwards of 25 floral floats that will make its way down the streets on the morning of June the 9th, which is our signature event of the entire celebration.
Jeff, tell people what the rules are for what the float has to be covered with.
It has to be covered with anything organic, basically anything that's grown from the ground, like seeds, watermelon rinds, of course the flower content, coffee beans, you name it. There's hundreds of different aspects that these are decorated with. And they are on display. If you don't see the parade, if you see it on TV, you can come down to NATO Parkway and actually see them up close following the Grand Flow Parade on Saturday and Sunday. This is a small float that is really our Rose Festival-owned float that we changed a bit this year. And I think it's important to mention is that it showcases the floral content for this float will be funded through the contributions of citizens in honor of six individuals that have made tremendous impacts to the Rose Festival. The Rose Festival has lost in the last year to two. Six individuals that have been instrumental to our success and our history. We're honoring themselves, their legacy, and their family through floral content of what we call our legacy float. That's the Grand Flow Parade. Now, we go down to the waterfront, you'll see a mix of entertainment, mainly with concerts, to carnival rides, to great food. This photo depicts our Rose Zone concert series, which has the likes of lots of national acts, but also local acts. But I want to highlight just that what's different this year is the artistic side of our programming. We've dedicated just under half of our funding on the entertainment side to more visual and performing arts, not just bands playing music. And this is an example of a local group called the Aerial Circus Arts Group. And you'll see this under a large tent on a city fair. An evolution of our thinking to make this it's an urban artistic fair with great food and carnival rides and great music as well. So this is a new addition you'll see, the public will see down at city fair over the next 3 weeks, the performers of these type down there at the waterfront. Got to talk about our junior parade because of this piece. This is the 100th anniversary of the junior parade. And there's a story behind this. And the story is, I wish I had a photo that goes back to actually 1918, but we'll give you some historic photos just to give you perspective. But specifically, in 1918, the Portland Rose Festival was canceled. City council, city leaders decided it wasn't in the best interest of Portland to have a big festival that year because of World War I. But the kids in our community back then, I think it's very appropriate that the court's with us today. We were just talking about how youth movements today are starting to make a difference, and that's important. The kids back in 1918 said, well, if there's no Rose Festival, we'll do something ourselves. So they made their own parade up in 44th, Northeast 44th Avenue. They elected their own queen, Barbara Cable, and had the first June Rose Festival queen. And there was a parade going down the street in 1918, 100 years ago, organized by kids. Again, I think that shares the spirit of Portland that still exists today, and we're honoring that as the 100th anniversary of the junior parade this year.
Jeff, for how many years has Commissioner Saltzman attended that parade? You said it was a 100-year tradition. My recollection is he's been pretty faithful in attending that for his entire service. Am I right?
He can speak for himself, but I will say that he is absolutely, if you ask him, it's one of his favorite events. And I think it's appropriate, especially with his work on the Children's Levy and the things of that nature, Children's Investment Fund, that he's part of that event. And this will be his last year riding as an elected official. So we're happy to have him on. Thank you, Dan.
My favorite event, yes. Great.
So that's the story of the Junior Parade, I think, that is important to tell. It talks about, and we'll celebrate that this year as well. A couple of just neat photos from the back in the 30s. Fast forward in 2018, and actually 2017, this photo was taken. Our Portland Thorns Football Club won the championship, and they have been named Grand Marshal of our Starlight Parade. So we're excited to have them. There's a big group of them going to be down the street, so we can celebrate again these world-class athletes representing Portland. So that's a highlight of our Starlight Parade this year.
Jeff, you've arranged this year at the Starlight Parade to have the city's car trail the Thorns at my request. I just learned that I may not be able to represent the city, so I'm hoping there is someone.
Oh, I already stepped up.
I'm hoping that Commissioner Fritz, who is our number one Thorns fan, would be willing to do that. So thank you.
Yep. Plans happen and vote fast, and she's on it, and we're already making those arrangements.
That's called an upgrade.
So we're going to let the court talk about the entire festival in great concept and detail, but I thought, again, looking at the volunteer side, I wanted to have our president-elect speak. As we're transitioning, Brett's in office for just till October, but we're introducing Terry to a lot of the key roles that she'll carry on, and I thought this was the perfect entree to her for you to meet her and speak about herself and her role within the Rose Festival, and to introduce you to Terry Bowles Atherton.
Thank you, Jeff. Good morning, and again, thank you, Mayor Wheeler and the entire council for having us this morning. Again, my name is Terry Bowles Atherton, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself and how I became involved with the Portland Rose Festival Foundation, and in particular, why I'm passionate about the Rose Festival. As with many Portland natives, I became fascinated with the kind of the wonderment of the Rose Festival at a very young age. I was actually told I attended my first Rose Festival wrapped in my mom's arms in a blanket when I was about 6 months old. And later on, I had two cousins who attended Jefferson High School become Rose Festival princesses in the 70s. And as a little girl, I was just in awe of that and all of that they represented in the rest of the Rose Festival court. I also landed my first ever volunteer job with that same uncle and family, along with neighborhood volunteers, applying flowers and greenery on the floats that he sponsored annually at that time representing that African-American community. I still remember how important and proud I felt being in those warehouses sometimes really late into the night, applying the last final touches to the floats. And so as you can see, early on, I have a love of the Rose Festival, and that flows through my blood. The Rose Festival has also given me the opportunity to connect my passions of giving back to the community and also working with young women. When I returned to Portland after graduating from college, I worked at the American Red Cross, and ironically, it was there where, similar to today's visit, where I met a most impressive group of young women. They had come there as ambassadors to welcome and thank blood donors who were present that day. And after a brief conversation with one of the chaperones, she commented to me that the Rose Festival always welcomes volunteers to help shepherd the young ladies, 13 young ladies at the time, from event to event. So having a passion for working with young women, I again was kind of bitten by the volunteer bug and decided to continue volunteering with the Rose Festival. So as you probably can guess, after one volunteer job after another, I was soon invited to the board in 2009. And today, I'm here as the incoming president-elect of the Portland Rose Festival Foundation and want to emphasize the importance of the festival to our entire city. Not only is the Rose Festival our opportunity to showcase our wonderful city across the country and throughout the world, it's also our opportunity to bring about our communities together in unity and mutual pride. It's also a time to celebrate our various cultures. It's a time to celebrate the amazingly beautiful floral heritage of our city. It's a time to showcase Portland's biggest annual party. It's also a time to bring out the inner kid in each of us. And it's simply a time to play happy together. And I honestly couldn't be more proud to be part of an organization that allows me to help host the city's biggest party. The Portland Rose Festival is, in fact, the center jewel of our city's crown. And to highlight the events of the Portland's official festival, I'd like to welcome 14, or actually 12 of the 14, two are taking AP tests this morning, to highlight the events that are coming over the next 3 weekends. Thank you.
Thank you, and welcome.
Hello, we are the 2018 Rose Festival Court presented by Unitas Community Credit Union. We'd like to introduce ourselves and tell you what's happening during this year's Rose Festival. Luce.
I'm Luce from Lincoln High School. My favorite Rose Festival event is the Starlight Parade because I love seeing the fun light displays each group will have and all the families lined up to watch them. To me, there is no more of a perfect theme for the Rose Festival than Play Happy, because that's what it's always been for me. Come play happy at the Rose Festival this year. Bring your family to downtown Portland for the PGE Solve Starlight Parade, Saturday, June 2nd at 8:30 p.m., to see the illuminated floats, marching bands, dancing groups, and special entries that light up the sky at this nighttime event. Or watch it live on KPTV Fox Channel 12.
Kashimani.
Hi, I'm Kashimani from Jefferson High School, where I am president of our National Honor Society, co-president of our Women's Empowerment, and a member of Self Enhancement Youth. Now that I'm a part of the court, I can give the young girls in my community a positive role model to look up to. Come join me and my fellow princesses to see who will be crowned this year's Queen of Rose Area. The Queen's Coronation, presented by Unitas Community Credit Union, will be held Saturday, June 9th at 8:30 a.m. at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum, right before the Grand Floral Parade. We appreciate all the support.
Melissa.
Hi, I'm Melissa from Grant High School. In middle school, I was part of the Beaumont cheerleading team, which took part in the junior parade every year. It was always an indication that summer was just around the corner. Come show your support for local youth by joining us for the Fred Meyer Junior Parade on Wednesday, June 6th at 1 p.m. in the Hollywood District. This year, we will be celebrating the centennial of the Junior Parade's inception, where the children of Portland took to the streets to make their own Rose Festival processions. Watch it in live or catch the telecast on KPTV Fox Channel 12.
Jenny.
I'm Jenny from St. Mary's Academy. As a Laurelhurst Elementary and Middle School graduate, I'll always cherish my memories of the school's Rose Competition, meeting the Rose Festival Court, and singing What a Wonderful World with all my fellow students. I still have my ribbon from the year my Rose won the Miniature Rose category. If you want to find your own rosy memento from the Portland Rose Festival and the City of Roses, come visit the Rose Garden Store, located at Portland's famous International Rose Test Garden in Washington Park. Proceeds from the store help support Portland's public rose gardens.
Allie.
I'm Allie from David Douglas High School. Roast Festival Fleet Week is my favorite event because, aside from the significance of appreciation, it exhibits the progress our nation has come to as a united and diverse country. Roast Festival and Fleet Week gives Portlanders an inspiration for everyday life to stand together and grow as one community. Bring your family to see the ships lined up on the Waterfront Park seawall during Fleet Week, June 6th through June 10th. The Roast Festival is excited to welcome ships back to Portland from the United States Navy, U.S. Coast Guard, and Royal Canadian Navy. While they're here, you can climb aboard for a free ship tour for a complete Fleet Week experience.
Madison.
I'm Madison from Roosevelt High School. When I was younger, my parents would tell my brother and me to have a happy heart and a good attitude, both at work and during play. I participate in my local Rugby Oregon club team each spring, and I also run in various 5Ks throughout the Portland area. This year, Cambia is empowering hardworking women by bringing out the best female golf pros in the world. The Cambia Portland Classic will be held at the Columbia Edgewater Golf Course on Labor Day weekend, Thursday, August 30th through Sunday, September 2nd.
Stephanie.
I'm Stephanie from Madison High School. My biggest hobby is music. I often spend my spare time strumming my ukulele and singing any song I can think of. My love and appreciation for music and the arts has only grown from the 6 years that I've spent in my school bands and choirs. If you're a music lover like me, make your way down for a variety of concerts taking place this season in the Rose Zone. Check out the Disciple Records Takeover, The Brew Presenting Tribute Fest, and the Bowls Country Fest featuring Eli Young Band. Come join in the musical fun down at Waterfront Park.
Anna.
I'm Anna from Wilson High School, and my favorite Rose Festival event has to be the Grand Floor Parade. Seeing the diversity in faces among the crowd, the beautiful and meticulous details of the floats, and the overall excitement and enjoyment of everyone keeps me smiling the whole time. Come see the joyful performers from around the world at the spectacular Spirit Mountain Casino Grand Floor Parade on Saturday, June 9th at 10 a.m. Watch for the amazing horses, dancing groups, marching bands, and all floral floats. See it for yourself from the streets and reserve seats at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum or live on KPTV Fox Channel 12.
Sydney.
I'm Sydney from Cleveland High School. My favorite Rose Festival event is the Dragon Boat Race because I get to watch my mom race every year. Plus, there are tons of people, and I love the atmosphere there. Everybody's happy to be there. Come see the Dragon Boat Race held on the Willamette River near the Hawthorne Bridge on June 9th and June 10th. The Dragon Boats won't be the only ones on the water this year. Come cheer on the kids and their families on Sunday, June 24th at the classic Rose Festival event, the Milk Carton Boat Race.
Mariamu.
Hi, my name is Mariamu from Benson High School. Playing happy is a lifestyle that makes me happy to be me. My hobbies include modeling, dancing, community service, and learning about my culture and others. I still love to blend my unique culture within the Rose Festival, expressing yourself and what makes you play happy by marching or dancing your way down to the Grand Floral Parade. Root at the parade, Bank of the West Grand Floral Walk on Saturday, June 9th at 9:30 a.m. Wear a funky costume or a branded t-shirt as you walk past hundreds of thousands of spectators cheering you on.
Maya.
I'm Maya from Wesley High School representing the Metro West region. My favorite place in Portland is Mount Tabor. I love walking to the top and looking west to downtown. It's breathtaking. The trails specifically around the water reservoir and the open green spaces make it a place I frequent when the weather dries up in the spring and the summer. Portland's natural spaces need protection, but so do the urban spaces. Show your support for our shared environment by helping keep the city streets of Portland clean and green. The Portland Rose Festival has been named the cleanest and greenest festival, working hard to keep the post-parade streets spotless for over 20 years.
Kiara!
I'm Kiara from Park Rose High School. I love Portland for its artistic events such as the Saturday Market Downtown and last Thursday on Alberta Street. The lively vibes of artists and bands performing on sidewalks with booths lining up and down the streets is something to look forward to every weekend from March until December. Join us this year as we celebrate the 10th anniversary of Rose Festival Clowns. This program has drawn close to 140 participants. These ordinary folks turn extraordinary entertainers, reflect both the contemporary culture of the region and the traditional art of clowning. The clowns are led by one of the region's most talented and professional clowns, Angel Ocasio, also crowned the Rose Festival Clown Prince.
Thank you for hosting the 2018 Rose Festival Court, presented by United Community Credit Union. We'll see you at the Rose Festival!
Yay.
Yes, there's an opportunity here briefly for comments, if anybody would like comments. And then we'd love to have a photo with the entire court right down here in front of the rostrum. Colleagues?
I just have to say this presentation is one of my favorite things of the entire year. So thank you very much. Good job. You did a fantastic presentation, and I look forward to seeing more of you on the parades and at the walk.
Thank you.
So I enjoyed a breakfast with these young ladies this morning, and I was told that they were going to ask me some questions. And I was expecting a very easy set of questions because it was breakfast and we were all hungry and it's early. And the very first question they asked me, and Commissioner Udaly, you will appreciate this, the very first question was, tell us about your affordable housing strategy, and can you tell us about your anti-gentrification plans for North and Northeast Portland? Please be specific. So I have great confidence in this generation of young leaders, and these are all wonderful and delightful and intelligent young leaders, and we're honored by your presence. So thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Very good. We'll just we'll move these in.
I would just like to say on behalf of the 2018 Rose Festival Court, I would like to present each council member with our official poster with our photos and our signatures, as well as the official and very exclusive Pray Happy pin this year that we can give to our family when we are selected as princesses. And I would like to give each member of the City Council the pen and the poster to say that you are now a member of our family.
Well, that's really nice. Thank you.
Jeff, does that get us into all the events free?
Yes, I can.
Yeah. No, can't do it. Okay, good.
So just so cool. Thank you very much. Oop. Thank you.
Yeah, my daughter went to Wilson.
No.
Congratulations. Thank you very much. Thank you. Proclamation and photo. You've got the proclamation, I think.